Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome you to St. James Missionary Baptist Church's first podcast. I am your host, Pastor Brother Henry S. Cotton Jr. I'm the pastor of St. James Missionary Baptist Church. Course, we're not able to physically meet in our building. This is one of the reasons why we are doing what we're doing now. Now, this is our first podcast, as I first stated, and of course, having a little technical, having a little technical difficulties. But we're going to get it straightened out. Meanwhile, while I'm getting this together, I just want to talk to you a little bit about this podcast and the purpose for it. Not just because we're not physically in our building, but the Lord gave us this vision some time ago to reach out like this, because there's many things, many issues that a lot of us have, and we are seeking many different ways to get answers or have some of our questions answered regarding these different issues, anything and everything. And what we need to understand, and I say that sincerely, is that the Word of God, the Holy Bible, has answers for these things. Some people say for many of them, no, for all of them, because what we need to also understand is the answers we need are not always the answers we want. Sometimes, even when we would ask our parents for certain things growing up as children, your answer wasn't always yes, but also your answer wasn't always no. You may have asked your mother or father, whoever was raising you, for a quarter, and they say, no, but I can give you a dime. Now, some of y'all saying, what could you do with that today? This is 2025. No, not very much you can do with that today. But if you were a child coming up in the 60s, so well, you could do a whole lot with a dime. Oh yes. But you understand my point. It could be any figure. Today you might ask your parents for $5 and say, no, but here's two. All you want to do is go out and get some junk. Well, you're not gonna get a whole bunch of junk. It's almost dinner time here. Here's $2. We'll get you maybe get a soda and chips. I hope you can with that to hold you over till dinner or something like that. But the point what we want to say here is when it comes to the Word of God has the answers we need. We as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we do not compromise. We don't take that back. That's who we are. That's who we represent, the Lord Jesus Christ. And everything that we discuss here is going to come to that. That's what we do. Some of you may agree with the Word of God. Some of you may not. Yes, we do want you to be able to have that opportunity to raise, bring your questions and to discuss them. And we pray that everyone that tunes into us will do that respectfully. But if you're not interested in what the Word of God has to say on various issues, this probably will not be the podcast for you, because we do not compromise on the Word of God, because there are many things that the Word of God teaches that take us out of our comfort zone, has us do things or instructs us to do things that we normally would do do something to me, I'm going to pay them back. Well, that's a simple example of what the Lord teaches. Y'all seen this teaching in practice with people like Dr. Martin Luther King and Gandhi and Mother Teresa, people that's been in the public eye. There are many others that we can name who chose not to take a bomb or a that you see all broadcasted so much on television. You saw them not do that. They didn't take that course. They chose to take the peaceful way. Now, don't get us wrong. Don't get us wrong. When we look in the scriptures, we see where the Lord got angry. He got angry at some of the things that was going on in his temple. And, he had to take some action. He didn't, you don't see where he beat up on anybody or anything like that, but he did turn the tables over there and said, y'all coming into the house of God and making it a den of thieves. No, this is not for you to do that. So yeah, sometimes, yeah, we do have to take certain action, but the Lord is not requiring us to do that type of thing. And you'll find more about this as we look into the scriptures together. This podcast is not a whim. We don't intend to be here today and come back again a couple of months later, or maybe not at all. Lord willing, we'll be meeting on Tuesday mornings at 7 a.m. thereabouts. We intend to start at 7, but y'all know how that is. But that's our goal, to be here and meet with you, like we said, on Tuesday mornings. Right now, just Tuesday, because we're just starting. Prayerfully, we look to do this maybe two, and who knows how many times a week the Lord would have us do this. But this is what we are looking to do right now. I will give you all the information on how to contact us before we sign off. But today, I just want to give you like a little introduction into what we'll be doing. The theme for our podcast is very simple. It is how important is the word of God to you? That is the theme for our podcast. How important is the word of God to you? And we use this theme as the title for our podcast simply because we want to use this to apply to whatever it is we talk about. I don't care if we are talking about what the church's issue should or position should be on certain community issues, then the question is, how important is the word of God to you? When it applies to the church's position on this, or how important is the word of God to you when it comes to raising your family? How important is the word of God to you? And how you and your spouse gets along and so forth and so on. This is what we are about here in this podcast, because we believe that the word of God being the only absolute truth, because that's what we believe, that the Holy Bible is the inerrant and unerring word of God. It makes no mistake. And there's no mistakes in it. Only when you find someone saying, well, the Bible contradicts itself here, does that, or does something contrary, or yada, 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 that type of stuff, I challenge you to look deep into that person or person's interpretation, I'll use that word, of the scriptures. Because the scripture is not wrong. I dare say that their interpretation of it. Now, am I coming here as a expert on the word of God? Well, one, I don't know what that is. I hear that term used quite often. I know some things about the word of God. I understand some things about the word of God. Am I going to try to fool you or fool myself and say that I know everything that the word of God and understand everything that the word of God teaches? No. I'm not going to tell you that. Now, when you go to our website, there is a a little bio about me on there. I'm not here to talk about me. So you can find out some things about me. Things you like, don't like. You got questions about, you'll also see how you can contact us also through our website, which again, I'll give you all this information. But I don't have to know it all. It's the written word of God. But I don't know, I'll go in there and I'll seek the Lord in it and thank him for, and as always, for the wisdom and understanding that he imparts to me. And I find answers, because I don't know all of the words to the Holy Bible by memory. I'm sorry if that disappoints some of you. I had not memorized the entire Holy Bible. But just like the psalmist says, thy word have I hid in my heart. Yes, I have read the whole Bible more than once. But it's in there. It's just like the example I like to use. Even doing our Bible studies and sometimes our sermons are just in discussion. It's just like your cell phones, your laptops, your computers and all of that. It's a bunch of information that you can access in through it. But it's not all right there on the screen at once. And it's the same thing with the Word of God. That's why the psalmist says, that word have I hid in my heart. Everything is not right there at his mouth. He's not going to express all of that all at once. But when he needs it, the Lord brings it out. Because it's in there. It's in there. Having said that, okay, we need to understand the importance of the Word of God. This is why we part of why, again, what we're doing here, why we do this. Because how can we follow the teachings of Christ if we don't read the Word? This is what he left for us. He left us his Word. That's why we use the Word of God and what Jesus says or the Lord told me. And we use all of these words interchangeably. Because even in our solitude, even in our communion with the Lord, our prayer with the Lord, whether it be in our prayer room, our prayer closet, or wherever it is, you like to have solitude and commune with the Lord. Whatever it is that the Lord even communicates with you, you can confirm it in his word. He is not going to tell you to do something that you cannot. That would be proving his word. I hear many people say, well, the Lord told me to do this. Lord, and that sounds good. The Lord told me to do this, do that. If I can't confirm it in that word, there's an issue. Somebody said, well, the Lord told me to go to this place. Has he ever sent anybody else there? Sure, he has sent others there before. Okay, then I can hear what you're saying. I can follow along with you on that. We don't have a problem. Okay. And this is what we're about, looking into the Word of God. Sometimes some of you may call in and you may join us even on our podcast. Again, all this information I'll give you to do that today is like an introductory to what we're going to be doing. And you may raise some questions that some of you may have an answer to. I will always give way to those who want to express themselves because you may not have that avenue anywhere else. You may not be able to share your thoughts and your perspectives on some of the things that's written in the Word of God. You may not have an opportunity to do that anywhere else, but you will have that opportunity here if we're permitted. Like I said, this is our first time. I mean, we're going to be changing our site in a little bit. I don't need to tell you what my office looks like right now where I'm broadcasting from, but because of some technical stuff, I couldn't broadcast from the where we're going to be broadcasting from in the future, prayerfully. So we're getting that together. Okay. But so we'll be able to take calls in and be able to hear what others have to say on these different topics that we'll be discussing coming up. We know that there are many ways that people are obtaining information today, or they're expressing themselves in different social media, different platforms. And We're not just trying to do that any old kind of way. I want to make it clear again to those who may not have caught this. Our emphasis here is the Word of God, the Holy Bible. We don't compromise that. And we don't make any apologies for that. That is what we do here. That is what we do. We bring emphasis to the Word of God on every issue we can. I don't care what it is. We stand by the Word of God. And I think that that is important because people seeking truth, and the only absolute that I know, only absolute truth that I know, any source of it, is through the Word of God. I know of no other absolute truth. It's not about what, pardon me, it's not about what I think. It's not about what you think or anyone else. It's what the Word of God teaches. Again, if that's not where you're at, if that takes you to a place that I don't believe, this probably won't be the podcast for you. But if you believe that the Holy Bible is the Word of God, if you believe that the Holy Bible is the inerrant, unerring Word of God, this is the place you want to be. This is the place you want to be. We could go through the scriptures and share with you so many verses that will let you know that the Word of God is the Holy Bible. But again, as we before stated, if you do not believe, if you do not believe that the Holy Bible is the Word of God, which ultimately means that you really do not believe that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, as the Holy Bible teaches, then I'm not going to tell you should not be here. I would tell you to just, when you can, you listen in. Maybe you don't want to participate. Listen in. Because there's no hidden agenda here. Ultimately, we hope and pray that everyone who turns in to this podcast, there will be something said at some times that will help lead you to know more about the Lord to the point where you will make him, yes, your Lord and Savior. We do that. We're not hiding that. But that is not, I want you to understand this. That is not what we're going to be pushing every time you join us on this podcast. We are going to be pushing what the Word of God says on all of these issues. But again, I repeat, we do hope and pray all the time that souls will come to the Lord. We do. Again, I'm not compromising that, and I'm not making no excuse or no apology for that. That is what we're hoping. We're hoping that by you hearing us discuss this, the different subjects and different topics, as the Lord teaches us in the scriptures, that that will get you to see some truths about the Lord that you had not seen before or had not heard before. To get you to understand when people tell you that Jesus says this, Jesus says that, that you'll get it. You'll get it now. I got it now. I see. Now I see where you're coming from when you discuss this. There's so many things in the Bible. Okay, as you will see in our website, where we have it, if you'll turn in there, you'll see our even written out our introduction, not just what I'm saying here, but you'll also see what we're talking about when it comes to the Lord. You'll see that, yes, people go and they take advice from this person, that person, this medium, that medium, this media, that media source, and then this can go on and on again. Philosophers, psychiatrists, astrologers, all we can go on. People take advice from different people, family members, relatives, buddies, pals, stuff they hear. of seminars and all kind of different ways to obtain information. And sometimes, man, they could put about, wait a minute, I'm listening to this person, that person. Where did they get their answers from? Just because they may have a lot of letters behind their name, maybe even in front of their name. Okay. Where do they get their information? Where did they obtain their knowledge that they are trying to impart to me? Where does it come from? And some must have said, oh, wow, I hadn't thought about that. I had not thought about that. Where did they get the information? Just because a person may have different degrees. Okay, as you can see, but like I said, by all the letters behind their name, doctor this, doctor that, they have all of these things. Where did they get their information? And how true is it? See, we go to a source. Sometimes we need to check out where the source is for that source. Where did this doctor get his information from? Is it reliable? Is it true information? Is it correct? That's why we say the Holy Bible is the only absolute, the only true thing we know. It's unerring and inerrant. It makes no mistakes. Because Jesus made no mistake. And even he tell us, look at some of y'all are reading scriptures that were written before I walked among you. But if you look in them, you'll find that those scriptures are talking about me. This is what Jesus was saying to them. We can look into the scriptures and find these things. I'm here to tell you that when you, as you read the teachings of many of psychiatrists and philosophers, that's going on, even some of our modern day philosophers, as you read them and you enjoyed their teachings, we invite you also to look into the Word of God. Not look at it as simply as literature. Some of you may look at it that way, and I'm not knocking you for that. I'm saying to you, yes, I want you to get into it, read it. But I'm praying that you get into it and read it with true understanding. And you'll find out how you can get that, later on. Okay, but this is what we're talking about. So today, for this podcast, we're just introducing you to what we're going to be doing. You're just getting a little taste. I have not even begun to scratch the surface of what we're doing. As we read, just read, let me read a few things for you, just to share a few things from the word, some of the things that we look at. The question was when Hakeem was raised in Psalms 119. Okay, the ninth verse. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? And he goes on and answers, by living according to your word. And then he goes on and says in the 13th verse, that was the ninth verse of the 119th division of Psalm. Then he says in the 13th verse, with my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. This is written in the New International Version of the Holy Bible. Even back then, he recognized that the words of the scriptures were God-breathed, came from the mouth of God. Oh, then put pen and paper and wrote it. We're not trying to disguise that. But they wrote as they were inspired. These words didn't come out of the ether. It didn't come from their great minds. They wrote as the Lord inspired them to write, as it came forth from his very breath. Y'all say, I don't understand. Again, some of the things that we talk about. When it talks about the Word of God, again, in this very same division in the 105th verse of the 119th Psalm, he says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word. In John, the 5th chapter, 39th and 40th verses, he tells you, you study the scriptures. I remember I kind of paraphrased this for you a little bit ago. study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them, in the scriptures you talk about, you have eternal life. But these are the very scriptures that testify about me. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. John, the fifth chapter, the 39th and 40th verses. What does it say in Romans 1:17? Those who know me know I love this and the following verse. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. I'm about to our Bible now. The gospel of good news. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. He said, boy, I'd like to know more about this. Look at that. That was Romans 1:17. Look at what it says in Romans 10:17. So then faith, this faith we talk about, it comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Okay. And then 2 Timothy, the third chapter, the 16th verse, again, a common passage of scripture for many. It says, all scripture is God-breathed. You say, what? Wait a minute. This is the New Testament. But way back in Psalms, the psalmist says, all the laws that come from your mouth. What do I have to tell you? This is why we believe the word of God. You tell me how many times you can go to different people that are supposed to be maybe even authorities on the word of God. I'll say just five. Just five of them. And you will say, well, yeah, you got five thousand, but they all have different spins on the scripture. But let me tell you a couple of things about this Bible, which again, you'll see it in more detail when you're looking through some of the information on our website. You tell me how you can get 39, 40 authors. I'm talking about those who have written the books in the scripture. I say 39, 40, it depends on who you're giving credit, who wrote this. Not because I don't know, but some people say Paul wrote these books, some say he didn't write this one. But it's all written, it's all God breathed. Don't get it twisted. But you got 39, 40 authors of those 66 books found in the Bible. Yet they don't contradict each other. They don't. They're in agreement. You go get yourself five different authors and bring up a subject and see if you'll get all of them to be just five. Yeah, you had 39, 40 authors in agreement. You say, I don't know about all of that. You say, I know about the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I know that you got four guys there who all writing about the same thing, but they all got a little different spin on the same thing. The Bible's very interesting. Interesting book, you say. And I'd like to know more about it. Well, prayerfully, that's what you'll find out as we go along here, again, on this podcast. There are some things that you don't get a chance to ask and you guess about. But the answers can be found right in the Holy Bible when it comes to raising your children. When it comes to what do when you have maybe one child out of the two or three or whatever amount you have that is going one way, but the others are not, and this is causing a problem in the household. How do I deal with this? So yes, there's a lot of different things that we can discuss and we can look at and we can talk about remembering always. It is about what the Holy Bible teaches. That's what we're about here. That's what we're about, and that's what we will always emphasize. When the time comes, or if the time comes, I should say, that we cannot allow the Holy Bible to be the authority of what we discuss, then yes, we will disappear. Or if I just happen to make a mistake and I'm not perfect, and say, oh, you know what, I forgot to bring you, to tell you the book and the chapter, the verse where we're coming from in the scriptures. You know, first of all, I will hope that you will correct me. You can call in, or if you're with us on the actual soon. You can read it to. I tell you, oh, Brother Cotton, you're not bringing out the scripture on this. Okay, or you misread something, or you misinterpreted something. Fine. 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 You'll find that I don't say that I am the one that has to speak all the time. Of course, I'm speaking now because, again, this is our very first one. You're not even aware of us yet, but you will. You will. So, again, just giving you a little taste of what we're going to be doing here. Even on these podcasts, you'll be able to obtain them, the video of them, and some of them I do follow some an outline, but depending on how it goes, y'all know how this can work. Somebody may get something that causes us to take a segue to go in another direction on the same. If that's what happens, as long as we are enlightened and we land at the right place, I don't have a problem with that. Knowledge is knowledge. Okay. Many times, even as we study the Word of God, we started looking at one issue, and next thing we look at, it has taken us to another issue, or it's taken us another direction, deeper. Because as we go into it and find what we want to say deeper things into it, if that happens, and that's okay. That's okay. We don't have a problem with that. That's fine with us. So that's a little taste of what we're talking about here. Now, I told you that we're going to let you know about how you can locate us before we close out. I might close out a little bit earlier today. I'd like to spend at least 45 minutes to an hour with you guys. Don't want to spend more than that. You know, I don't want to bore you and take up all of your time. But I'm going to see if I can share this with you, some of this information without coming out. Let's see. I may have this information. Let's see if this will do it for us. Okay. Hope everyone can see this. Okay. How you can reach St. Jane Missionary Baptist Church. You can reach us through our website, as you can see. Our email, and if you go to our website, you'll be able to link up to our accounts on Instagram and Facebook. And for those of you who may want to join us for our next podcast, this will be our meeting ID. You don't need a passcode because, as we stated, everybody is welcome. You may not, like I said, if you don't agree with what we're saying, I'm just hoping that you'll be courteous and respectful when you do join us. You don't have to agree. You may think that we're misinterpreting something, or maybe we left something out. And if you're correct, and we always welcome that. Like I said, I don't claim to know all of everything. You may have something that you've been wanting to share in the Word that you have not had an opportunity before. Not just a platform to do so, but you think it's that important that you want to share with others. And we do want you to have that opportunity to be able to do that. So join us. Again, we look to meet with you on Tuesdays, live Tuesdays, Tuesday mornings at 7 o'clock in the morning. But we do intend to put these Zoom meetings, I'll call them, on our website, so you'll be able to go to them there. And I hope it was my intention to broadcast simultaneously on Facebook today. But if I didn't, in the future when we get start getting into our actual different discussions and all, by then I would have gotten the kinks out, and we will be posting simultaneously on Facebook, and that's our intention. So again, my name is you can call me Pastor if you're a believer, just as I am, or whatever. I feel I'm just as comfortable. You can call me Brother Cotton, just call me Cotton. I know who I am. I'm not worried about titles. This is just for the benefit of those who are here, and it might be important you know who I am. Again, I encourage you to look on to our website, and please feel free to to give us comments on what you think about our site. It's always a work in progress because we're always going to be adding to it. Whenever we have a podcast, that's going to be added there. Our messages on Sunday mornings will be added there. Our Bible studies will be added there. You'll find that there's a place for a blog and the Pastor Corner, other Pastor's Corner there, things that I'll be sharing with you, different things that I think are worth sharing. I hear a lot of things, and a lot of things that I come across. Of course, there are many things the Lord instructs me on as I read in the areas where, and I'll just share them right there. You can, you'll be able to comment right back, and we can form a type of a dialogue that way. So again, we encourage you to, it seems like, well, you're always talking about your website. Well, there's a lot of stuff there. You see some past sermons there and some past Bible studies there. It's a lot of stuff there. So, like I said, I welcome you to go there, and you'll see places where you can comment. I need to say this, I'm not pushing this, but there is also a place where you can, if you get, care to share and give to this ministry, we always encourage that. I'm not going to sit there and tell you if you don't give, we won't be on the air. The Lord put us here. He'll always provide. I know that He may be using you to help provide. So we appreciate you, anything that you can give to help towards this ministry, and that's where it will go. Okay. We'll be here as long as the Lord allows. That's the truth. That's the truth. So we thank you for this time you've given us today. Lord willing, we may be back again this week. This is, like I said, our introductory meeting. But we may come back again this week. If not, Lord willing, we'll meet you again on next Tuesday. On next Tuesday. Until then, God bless you and keep you. Amen. Let's just close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We praise you, Lord, for allowing us to have been able to meet this day and to be able to come together with some of those who are with us, maybe not live, but they will look at us at this podcast a little bit later. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless and allow your word to go forth, that it may enlighten those who are able to participate, realizing it's not about me, but it's about you, Lord. We don't make the same mistakes as those of old did, thinking otherwise, but we know that it's about you. Because you're the only one, Heavenly Father, that can save our souls, that can keep us, that can get us from earth to glory. We know that. So, Lord, it's all about you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for even the souls that you saved this day through your word. We thank you. We praise you for that. We pray that you continue to bless this endeavor as we go out, Lord, to help do our part to fulfill what you have commissioned and command all of your believers to do, and that is to go out and teach all nations. We thank you, Lord. We praise you and we glorify you. What's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, beloved. Take care.